Lou's in his house. I'm in my house. You're probably in your house. But the good part, we are all hanging out together the next hour.
How do you look today?
You look good. You look good.
You're a little casual.
Time for House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini.
I'm one of your super fans. I listen to you every Saturday.
He's here to help and taking your calls live at 877-213-4LOU.
I can't tell you how many times I've called you and you've helped me.
Tossing it down to your pad, Lou, right here on House Smarts Radio.
Welcome to my house.
I'm at my house. We're not kidding about this. Lindsay is at her house. Actually, your in-law's house. And through the wonders of technology, we are social distancing by about, 200 miles? Something like that. Good morning, everybody. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. That voice you heard is Lindsay Smithwick. Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Good morning to you as well.
Nice to hear you and see you on the radio. Our phone number is 877.
We're FaceTiming.
We're FaceTiming so we can see each other while we're speaking to each other down the line on the radio. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. 877-213-4LOU is the number. House Smarts Radio here with you live every Saturday as we normally are. What can I help you with? The news out of this whole coronavirus thing continues to not be good, and I think that we all really need to buckle down this week. New York is getting whacked. Florida is getting whacked with this, and I can't stress enough about the social distancing. One of the things that I have noticed a lot, Lindsay, I really have been pretty good about not going out and about, and so is my whole family. But if we do go, people, when they're in the stores, they kind of feel like, oh, the stores are open, whatever. And no one is, like, spreading out. You know what I mean? You don't remember the Three Stooges. I mean, they were before my time, too. But mostly a guy thing. We watched the Three Stooges. And Mo was the one with the long hair. He used to always say, spread out. That was, like, his line for the Three Stooges. And we need to spread out. I mean, it is the single best thing we can do.
I have seen the opposite of that. And it's just
good
where
to hear. Yeah.
But I've actually been pretty impressed by with a lot of, I mean, obviously there's some that you just don't seem to care or get it or grasp it, but
yeah, you know who I'm worried about, and I think that people maybe are not thinking about this, but you know, we've got the people working in the grocery stores and in the hardware stores and in the, you know, these what they have deemed essential stores. And I got to tell you, most of those people wish they could be at home too,
right?
But they don't have the kind of jobs that allow them to do that. We got to be respectful to them. You know, if you've got four kids and you're like, hey kids, let's go to the store. You know, we hear all the time, well, these kids can be carriers and not even know it. And then you've got, you know, say a hardware store where you've got maybe some folks that are a little bit older working there. We really have to be mindful of that. And I know that there's this sense of, oh, let's get out of the house, let's go do something. But I think it's important for us to all really recognize the fact that you got to think of yourself as a carrier and not to expose anybody. I know it was a discussion for you. You've got little kids. You're with your in-laws who, you know, a little bit older, and but they have experienced no symptoms. You guys have been locked down. And, I mean, I get the whole comfort of being with family, and that's good. But, boy, we got to it's still coming, and we got to be really careful.
I think of myself lately as a dog. I now know what a dog feels like when, it's like a car ride to me. That's what we do with the kids is we put them in the car and we just drive and we roll the windows down and
right.
We're like, hey, stick your head out the window.
And you're talking to your neighbors
from
the car. Right. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. I did a couple of, I do some local television as well, and I was doing some ideas for projects you can do while you're home. Obviously, paint is a big thing. There's a lot of people painting. And if that is something that you have been putting off, then now's the time because you could call ahead. And actually, you and I have been working with it's not quite ready yet, but Rust-Oleum is coming out with a new paint that that you can buy at select big box stores where you can actually order the paint online, pick the color online, which is a dicey thing, but you can, and you send the order to the store and pick up your paint. We were talking to them long before everybody was speaking about this whole, you know, pick up or carry out or whatever it is everybody's doing now with these companies, right? It's kind of funny. Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of Rust-Oleum, have you or your wife watched this show on Hulu right now called Little Fires Everywhere? Has she said anything about that?
No.
My mother and I watched the first one last night, and it's with Reese Witherspoon and Kerry Washington. And at one point, Kerry Washington walks past this girl who's spray painting something and says, "You know, have you heard of Rust-Oleum? It covers twice as much in half the cost or something."
Really?
Like, ooh!
Wow! A little product placement there. Good job, Rust-Oleum. Anyway, there's a bunch of different projects you can do in and around your home today. If you are want to, if you're going to be around and you're healthy enough to do it, one is certainly painting a bedroom, painting a living room, doing an accent wall. Maybe the powder room has seen better days. There are a couple of products that you can use. Speaking of Rust-Oleum, maybe you want to paint the kitchen cabinets. You've got old wood kitchen cabinets that you want to avoid or spruce up, rather. They make this terrific product called Chalked, which is a chalk-based paint. You can use that on kitchen cabinets. You can use it on the vanity. If you have maybe an old coffee table that you'd like to use and bring back to life, that's a great way to do that. And it comes in some really nice colors. Give it a shot. There's another paint called Beyond Paint, which is this what they call a nanotechnology. It's a really thick, what they call self-leveling paint that you can use. And you roll this on. So what I would do is take the doors off the kitchen cabinets, place them on either some horses or if you've got some, you know what actually works well? If you have canned soup, a lot of people are stocking up with their canned goods, take four cans of soup that are the same size and place that on top of a table so you can elevate the door, the top of the door. If you could paint on the outside of the soup, it's soup. Well, you know, that doesn't worry about it. And you use that to so you can get the edges of the doors, and then once that dries, flip it over again. It's a great use for soup, and then later, you know, you can have a good lentil soup. Who doesn't love a good lentil soup in the morning? Anyway, the painting with this Beyond Paint product is really good. We're actually, our oldest son and his fiance just bought a condominium. They're going to close actually next week, and one of the projects is we're going to paint the kitchen cabinets because they're older wood cabinets. I promise you. You look at, if you go to their website, beyondpaint.com, see some great illustrations and some YouTube pages with different videos that they do, and it's inspiring, and it's easy to do. It's not inexpensive, but it really does a nice job. All right, it's 7:13 in the morning, House Smarts Radio, 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. Let's talk to Marie, who's in Vernon, New Jersey. Marie, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. I'm so happy to get you this morning.
How can I help you?
Okay, the front of my house, which faces the south, in the spring, summer, and fall, we get little black dots all on the siding and on the railings. I don't know if it's fly poop or what it is.
Marie,
and
people
it's not
are
easy
Marie.
To come off.
Marie, people are just waking up, and we're talking about fly poop. So it's not there right now, correct?
No.
Okay.
No, but you have to wash it off.
It doesn't
just go away by itself.
What is the, do you know what the siding is? Is it wood? Is it vinyl?
It's vinyl.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. There is a, let me ask you this. On the side of the home there that we're talking about, is there a lot of vegetation? Do you have bushes or grass?
Have grass.
Okay,
yeah,
but not it's not you don't have a
plant.
Okay,
you know.
Okay. I want you to buy a product. You may need a pencil to write this down.
Okay.
It's called Wet and Forget.
They make one with what
they call a hose end nozzle, and you're going to put it on the end of the garden hose. Prior to you doing that, though, I want you to take that garden hose and spray down all of the vegetation that's around there. The grass, if there's a bush or a tree, just get it wet. You don't have to soak it, but you need to get it wet.
Okay.
Then start at the top with the Wet and Forget with this hose end. It'll spray like 30 feet. Is it a two-story home?
Well, it's a bi-level.
Bi-level. Okay, so you'll reach the top, no problem. Spray it and forget it. just like the name says, wet it and forget it. What it's going to do is it's going to put a coating on that siding that you won't see, that when those flies are pooping on the side of your house, it's not going to stick. Now, it may still get there, but then, say, in June, you're like, what's going on? You spray it again with the wet and forget, and it'll be gone.
Uh-huh.
And it'll leave a little residual value that will help you so that it doesn't stay there, and you don't notice it as much. It's a terrific product. You can use it on almost any exterior surface. You can use it on the concrete. You can use it on the siding, on your roof. You
right,
name
right.
it. It's a really good product.
So keep them away. Once they're clean, they won't.
Well, no, they'll still do it, but it won't stick.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, that's great because it's on the railings and
mm-hmm.
everything. You know?
Understood. Are you staying, Maria, are you staying safe? Are you following all the rules with the governor and the mayor are telling us?
Of course. It's difficult.
It's hard.
I'm trying. It is difficult.
It is
Can
hard.
Can I ask you another question
sure.
if you have the time?
I do.
I don't know if it's true or not, but someone told me that you don't plant basil near tomatoes. Is that true? Do you know anything about that?
You know, so that's funny because my parents, when I was a child, had a big garden, the basil was never near the tomatoes. Now, I don't know that to be a fact, but I do know they were never together because, one of the things that we like to make at our house is we take a little tomatoes and cut them and then put a little buffalo mozzarella with the basil leaves.
Isn't that great?
Right, with a little olive oil, salt and pepper on there. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
And
the basil, yeah.
That's better than the lentil soup I was talking about before. We just need some tomatoes to come in. What, do you plant a garden?
No, just a couple of plants.
Yeah, pot. Yeah. I know that for us, we always have a nice basil plant that we leave in a pot that we grow
yeah.
every year, and it's separated from everything else, and it works out great, so...
Okay.
No,
okay,
just my 2 cents. I don't know about if they should be together, but if you're ever going to make that tomato with the basil and the cheese, I'll be over.
Okay, fine. I'll expect you.
Marie, stay safe and stay at home. I appreciate you calling this morning. All right, House Smarts Radio, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. That's 877-213-4568. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Every little thing gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Words of wisdom from a 4 and 6 year old. Thought we could use that message this morning. We are in this together, and it is gonna be alright. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
On Fridays, Lindsay sends me a new production that she puts together. This is her beautiful daughters, Sadie and Sydney. And I smiled ear to ear when I heard that. And it is so true from the mouths of babes. Let's hang in there, everybody. Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini, 7:21 in the morning, 877-213-4-LOU, 877-213-4568. This is Kelly, who is in Queens. Kelly, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello, Kelly. I hear you. I hear you, Kelly.
Hello.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi there.
How are you? How are you?
All righty. How are you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you this morning?
Okay. How do I clean the inside of a thermos so that the coffee odor and the color change, or the odor from anything in the color change, is gone and everything's clean?
The inside of your, did you say thermos?
Right, thermos. In the morning, I put my coffee in the thermos so it stays hot.
Okay. So here's what I want you to use. Do you have a tube brush?
What is a tube brush? Something that goes deep into.
So I need to, let me ask you this first of all. Is the thermos, the inside, is it stainless steel?
I guess.
You think so? Okay. Are you familiar with a product called CLR?
No.
No. Okay. At the hardware store, you're going to go buy a little quart of a product called CLR. And inside your thermos, I want you to pour a quarter cup of CLR and then fill it up the rest of the way with hot water. Then I want you to shake it a little bit and then let it sit there for 10 minutes. Then a tube brush is basically a scrub brush that can go inside the thermos all the way down, like a bottle brush. You know, that would be if you were cleaning a baby's bottle. And scrub that down and see if they if that will clean all up, and it should. And then rinse it. When you rinse it out, I got to get all that CLR out of there. Rinse that out with warm water, and then it should be nice and clean.
Okay, just let me know. I'm writing this down. I can't.
No
I'm
problem.
Very slow writing.
No problem. So the product is called CLR, like cat. L is in Lou, R is in Robert. Comes in a gray bottle. You're going to find it at the hardware store. It's at the grocery store too. Nobody's hoarding that stuff. That's for sure. Quarter cup warm water. Fill up the thermos. You're going to also need a bottle brush or a tube brush that you can get at the hardware store. Let it sit inside the thermos for about 10 minutes, and it should work.
Okay. Alrighty, thank you very much.
Kelly, stay safe and stay home. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU is the number. 877-213-4568. Janet is in Brooklyn. Hey, Janet, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a wooden deck, and every year we water sealed it. But I heard a few months ago how there's a product that not only water seals it, but stains it as well.
Right.
And I couldn't get the name of it.
What is it? Do you know off the top of your head, Janet, what it is, the product you're using? Are you using like a Thompson's water seal?
Thompson, yeah, water seal.
You know, forever, for as long as I've been on the radio, a long time, and as someone that built houses, I really like Thompson's water seal, but it's not my choice to use on a deck, and I'll tell you why.
Uh-huh.
It is it's a product that literally is what you said. It's a water seal. So it goes over the top of the wood and the water beads. They love to get the water to bead so they can show you on camera. But it then peels from the wood and then it traps dirt underneath that. And I personally have found over the years that it just makes the deck look dirtier. Now, do you have someone do this or do you and family members do the work?
Well, now I do. I have somebody who would do it for me once a year.
Okay. Here's what I would do. How big is the deck and how old is the deck?
Oh, the deck is about 30 years old.
Okay. All right. So if you're going to have someone do it, this would be the process. I would have them pressure wash the deck and try and get as much of that water seal off of there. Then on the deck portion, what you walk on, and any flat horizontal surfaces, so if there's a rail, if you got a drink rail, whatever, we got to lightly sand it. What happens to wood over time is it gets really hard, okay? And you need to remove what they call a wood sheen that's on the top of the wood. You need to remove it. And it's just a little light thing to open up the fibers. Then I want that person to use an oil-based stain that is my favorite. Do you have a pen or a pencil ready?
Yes.
All right. It's called Penofin. P-E-N-O-F-I-N. Penofin. Penofin is a rosewood oil-based deck stain. And it'll penetrate into the wood. It's the color, okay? When it comes to protecting the wood, and I use this example a lot, Janet, if I put you outside with an umbrella that was clear plastic, the water would be dry, okay, because it's an umbrella. But if the sun came out, it would, you know, you'd get a sunburn, and it's the sun that damages the wood, not the water. With a stain, because it has a color to it and a tint, that's what protects the wood, and that is how you're going to preserve this. And the other thing too is, you're not going to do it as often because this is a better product than a water seal for a deck?
Oh, we do it about once a year.
Yeah, this will be like once every 3 years. She says.
Very good.
So go to their website, find a dealer near you. This isn't a product you're going to find at the paint store. You got to find an independent dealer. Maybe a hardware store, maybe a paint store will carry this. But if you go to Penofin, P-E-N-O-F-I-N.com, then you will find a dealer near you and then go from there. Thanks so much for the phone call. 7:27 in the morning. One more call before we break? We can do that, right? Yeah? Thumbs up, she tells me. Let's talk to Michael, who's in New York. Michael, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
I installed a new bathroom vanity in my half bath, and included in the vanity was an 11-inch American Standard China bowl and an American Standard faucet.
Okay.
And a pop-up.
Okay.
The pop-up and the tailpiece I installed according to the instructions, and it said not to use any plumber's putty or silicone cork. And
did it have a washer?
Tight and firmly.
Did it have a
washer? Everybody has a different level of tightness firmly. I installed it, and there was a slight drip. I tightened it a little bit more, and I don't know if the rubber gasket in the China bowl tipped a little bit, and now the water is going under it. Mm-hmm. I called American Standard, and they sent me a new assembly. And they also now said use either silicone cork or plumber's putty under the flange that's
right
in the
shoe
basin.
The shoe of the drain, it's called.
Okay.
All right. So let Michael, hold on. Michael.
Yes.
If you had that drain assembly and you had hired a plumber with a lot of experience, he would take that drain assembly and that washer, he'd pull it off and he'd throw it in the garbage. And then he would put plumber's putty around that shoe and then he'd tighten it up. And when all the plumber's putty squirts out, like you're supposed to see it on all three around the circumference of the shoe, then he would tighten it all up and he would say, $300, mister. So get rid of that washer, put the plumber's putty on there. And that's the right way to do it. Now, when it comes to firm, okay, and you're right, everybody's got a different definition of firm, but when you, it sounds like you've got some skills here. So remember, when you put that putty around that shoe, it's got to be around the whole circumference of the underside of that shoe. And when you're tightening in that down, I got to see it squeeze. It's a couple ways. Some plumbers take the plumber's putty and they roll it like a piece of spaghetti, like a big piece of spaghetti. So it's a continuous kind of round, you know, looks like a big piece of spaghetti. And then they wrap it around the underside of the shoe. Others, like when I do it, I take my thumb and I kind of carve it and I put it on there all the way around and I overlap with my thumb with the plumber's putty. It's okay if you use too much because then you can pull it out, put it back in the container. It doesn't go bad. Then you put it on there, you tighten it. When you see all of the plumber's putty come around the shoe, then a trick you use is a little toothpick, and you just kind of go around that edge just to finish it off. You're done.
The problem I have, though, is the opening in the bottom of the basin is not is larger than the diameter of that flange.
Did they not give you? Sometimes there's a sleeve that goes in there. Did they not give you that sleeve? So the sink isn't the whole setup in the vanity. Did the sink come with it as well?
Yes.
So this whole
from the plumbing supply,
right? So
they supplied the vanity, the faucet, and the sink. Bowl.
But it wasn't like a kit, like, here you go, Michael. All this goes together. In that, here's what you need from them at the plumbing supply house. That inch and a quarter pipe that drops down, you know, where you put the nut and you say that moves.
Right, the tailpiece.
The tailpiece. But there's a sleeve that goes on there that should go into the hole, the underside of the sink, to keep that centered. So then as you tighten it with the washer, it doesn't move. So ask them for a tailpiece sleeve to go on that. So when you tighten it all up, it stays centered, nice and firm, plumber's putty's out, and you're good to go. You're just missing one other little part to that thing, and it should work out. Michael, thanks so much for the phone call. Our number is 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568. 7:32 in the morning. Time to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini, taking your calls live right now on House Smarts Radio.
Duh.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. 877-213-4568. Let's get back to the phone now. Mike is in New Rochelle. Mike, good morning. How you guys doing there?
Pretty good. A little quieter than normal, but not bad.
Are they still? Keeping you guys in a kind of a lockdown around New Rochelle?
No, I believe they lifted that that yesterday.
Okay, and you guys are staying safe and sound and trying to stay as home as much as possible?
As much as possible,
yeah,
yes.
I understand. Please be careful. How can I help you this morning, sir?
Yeah, Lou, I've been having a problem the last couple of years with feral cats doing their business on my lawn.
Yeah.
I tried a couple of different sprays that I found at Home Depot with spray, liquid spray, and a powdered can, and that just doesn't seem to do it. And for the area that it requires, I mean, my front lawn's only maybe 15 by 50. But by the time I spray one of those sprays, I'll be going through gallons of it.
Yeah. You know? All right. I got an idea for you. And since we're getting into spring, this will work. There is a product that you can buy called Spray Away. And it is a motion-sensing sprinkler. So here's what we got. Here's what we got to do, right? With any kind of animal, we got to change their behavior, and we got to make it. We got to make it not pleasant to come to your front yard. So if you can set this thing up, okay, we're going to put a garden hose. Put a garden hose in such a way that you can face this sprinkler. You put batteries in it, and it's got a motion sensor. When the cats come in your yard, or any rodent for that matter, this thing sees them, and it blasts them with water. So, A, it's humane. It doesn't hurt them, but it scares right. the living daylights out of them. The only problem with this system is you forget it's there, and then you get whacked every now and then. So you got to be careful. But it's just water. And after you set this thing up, it costs around $60. Hardware stores carry it. You can buy it online if you want. It's called Spray Away. And this will work. Works on deer, coyotes, cats, you name it. And you can control the spray where it sprays, and it really does work.
All right. Could I use a connection, let's say, leave that there on a permanent basis?
Correct.
And have a... another hookup where I could just hook up my garden hose. So
I mean, here's what you can do where your garden hose is. You put a Y there, right? You can buy those garden hose Ys, and the Y you have on, it's turned on. You lay the, you know, you can obviously drape the hose around so that if you're going to leave it there permanently, it's not in your way, or you don't run over it with the lawnmower, whatever it might be. And then the other one you can keep hooked up with your garden hose. You could turn it on and off at that valve. There's two little valves on that Y. Those don't cost hardly anything at all, and I think you'll be fine.
All right, I'll give it a try, and then hopefully it works. And if not, I'll call you again and see if there's something else out there.
You got it. If it doesn't work, you call. Actually, call me back when it works. If it doesn't work, I don't want you ever calling here again.
All right, I appreciate it.
Be safe, Michael. I appreciate you calling this morning. 877-213-4LOU, 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Let's talk to Janet, who is in Brooklyn. Janet, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for taking my call again. I have I'm getting a water in the basement against an outside wall. It doesn't happen all the time. I'm thinking that it might be the pointing that's needed on the outside. I'll have to ask a neighbor if I can go through the alley and check it. It doesn't happen all the time. Only sometimes when it rains.
Over in that over in that corner where you're talking about, is there a downspout that is in relationship to that area?
No.
No gutter.
Big,
go ahead.
Pardon me?
You go ahead.
Big pipe. But that doesn't seem to be coming from the pipe. And the wall doesn't seem to be wet.
The wall doesn't seem to be wet. So when you're down in the basement, you see the water coming from the top of the foundation?
Yeah, it's on the floor of the basement.
Okay, right. That's my point. So
right
the,
near a wall.
So the water's on the floor, but the wall above it is not wet, as far as you know. Is the wall exposed? Can you see the foundation, or is it covered in drywall?
Well, it's painted over.
It's painted, but when you put your hand there, it's not wet at all.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't seem to be wet.
And you notice this when there's a heavy rain or a consistent rain, or when the rain comes from a certain direction.
It must be when the rain is coming from a certain direction, because it doesn't happen all the time.
Okay. And then that big pipe that you spoke about, is that a downspout that perhaps goes into the ground?
I think so, yes.
So it could be that if that pipe goes into the ground and then goes into the sewer system, that pipe itself might need to be, that's in the ground, may need to be rotted or cleaned out in a heavy rain or a certain amount of water. It comes down that pipe, and maybe it's backing up, and there's drain tile on the outside that takes the water away, and that's where you could be getting the water in the floor. Now, the other option is you could call, like, a basement waterproofing contractor to come out, and, you know, they would probably propose something like perimeter drain tile around the whole basement area, which would cost a ton of money. I think I would start with perhaps a gutter cleaning service and ask them specifically if this in fact is a drain pipe, if they can take it out. You know, there should be a point where it comes together. They can take a section of the pipe out and look down inside there and even take a rod or something, clean out any leaves or debris. That's where I would start. There's no downside to getting all that stuff cleaned out anyway, and see if that solves the problem.
I thank you very much. And the Beyond Paint is one of the products that covers the wood. And the other product was called?
Rust-Oleum Chalked Paint. Like chalk, but then ED on the end.
I better have your program on all the time.
Oh, I love that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Be safe. I really appreciate you calling this morning. Thank you so much. 877-213-4568 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Let's talk with line two. Would you like me to take line two? Yeah? Well, I'm going to take line two. That's Catherine, who's also in New Rochelle. Catherine, good morning. You're on House Smarts Radio. Hello, Catherine.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, I'm very good. This is Lou.
This is Lou. This is Lou. Is this Catherine?
Yes.
Then
I
we
have two
then
questions, Lou.
Then we're talking to the right people. How can I help you?
I hope you can help me. What procedure and what products would you use to clean up and spruce up solid oak kitchen cabinets? They're about 15 years old, and I want to clean them and make them look really good.
I just did this project at my own kitchen with some maple cabinets. Do you have a pen or a pencil?
I do.
You want to leave these? Oh, you want to leave them as wood, right? You don't want to paint them.
I do. I think the solid wood is very
you like it.
Good, and it'll stand the test of time.
Okay, I want you to take the handles off of all of the cabinets. I want you to get a I want you to get a drop cloth and put it. Let's start on the wall cabinets. Put a drop cloth over the counter, and then you're going to buy a product called Howard's Restore a Finish.
Howard's Restore Finish.
Howard's, plural, Howard's Restore a Finish. Okay. Howard's Restore a Finish. Four words. First word, sounds like it's a movie. No. And so you're going to use this. You're going to buy a couple bottles of this, and you're going to get a container that you can pour the bottle in. You're going to get some rubber gloves and some quadruple zero steel wool. Four zeros.
Okay.
You're going to dip the steel wool in the container with the Howard's Restore Finish. You're going to go with the grain with even pressure. I don't want you like bearing down on it, but I want you to just clean it all up, up and down, up and down, up and down, and then take a cotton rag and wipe it away. It's going to get all the residue off of the wood. It's going to brighten and bring the finish back to life. You'll see when you go to buy it, Catherine, there's a neutral. There's also some that come in a little bit of a shade that matches the color of the cabinet. Buy the one that matches the color to the cabinet the closest and use that. You'll be amazed. There'll be a nice shine to it. I will tell you this. When you get done and you step back a little bit, you may see spots after you wipe it all down, like, oh, that's still a little too shiny. That's okay. Take a cotton rag and just polish that up again, and they'll look brand new.
And where would you get that Restore Finish?
At a good hardware store.
And then at the end, to maintain this, do you polish the cabinets? Do you rejuvenate?
No. You put this on, and then 5 years from now, maybe you do it again. It's like giving the wood finish a facelift. And then you just keep the cabinets clean. It's amazing stuff.
That sounds very good. And then, Lou, thank you very much. Lou, I have a solid redwood picnic table in the back, okay? Would you suggest the water seal by Thompson, or do you like the stained?
No.
Like, how do you preserve that?
Is it, what's on it now? What's been on it now? Or is it just redwood?
I did put some stain on it a year or two ago.
Clean it up, do a little light sanding on it, okay, to open up the fibers of the wood, and then I want you to stain it. I was talking with a caller before about my favorite oil-based stain called Penafin. You can buy that in a quart. You don't have to buy it in a gallon. Choose the color that you want. Brush it on. It'll go deep into the wood. It will cure, and it will really protect that table, and it'll look brand new.
But now, after that, Lou, wouldn't I have to put on a water seal to protect it?
Nope. The stain is the protector. The stain goes inside. The water seal, everybody always thinks about, oh, I want the water to bead. I'm protecting the wood. It's wood. It was in the ground sucking up the water its whole life. The stain, and it's the sunlight that tears the wood apart. That's what protects the wood. It'll still bead water a little bit, but that whole beading of the water on top of the wood, it's marketing. It doesn't really do anything to protect the wood because it peels and traps dirt. You want solid colored stains, excuse me, semi-transparent colored stains that dig into the wood, a beautiful finish, and protect the wood. That's what you want. Catherine, thanks so much for the phone call. It's 7:48 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 877-213-4-LOU. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
You've got your radio tuned into Lou, one of the sharpest tools in the shed.
Francis, how are you?
Good. Woodpeckers.
It's a bird. Mm-hmm. It flies, and it's a big nuisance.
Redheaded,
yep.
One of the brightest bulbs in the box.
DuraShield, Thermaseal. They both claim to do the same work. What is the difference between the two?
DuraShield is spelled with a D, and Thermaseal is spelled with a P.
And a few screws more than a hardware store.
I will do the comedy, okay?
Back to Lou Manfredini on House Smarts Radio.
Woodpecker. Somewhere I have a video. We were filming House Smarts TV once. You're listening to House Smarts Radio, by the way. And while we were filming, I was hearing this woodpecker. I gotta find this video. This woodpecker was in an old stump, and it was going to town, and I walked right up to it with my phone, and I was videotaping. It turned and looked at me, and it was eating whatever bugs were in this stump, and it was the most beautiful, colorful woodpecker I ever saw in my life. Giant. It was like a giant bird. It's crazy.
I thought you were leading up to a joke here.
No, it was a cool thing to see. What? Woodpecker. 877-213-4568. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. Let's go back to the phone calls right now. Is she there? Maybe. Joy? Hold on. Let's see if Joy is there. No. You got Joy there? Hi there. I'm looking at you. I can hear you. People can hear me. 877-213-4568. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on the radio here. Are we having a technical difficulty or you can hear? Hey, Bruce, in queue, if you can hear me, can you tell me loud and clear? Yeah, Bruce is fine. You are. Okay, everything's fine. Excuse me, everybody. Just a quick technical difficulty as we're working from remote locations. 877-213-4LOU is our phone number. I think we lost Joy on line one, so apologies there, Joy. If you want to call back, we've got some open phone lines. And anything we can help you with, we just have a few more minutes left in our show today. It's a question of whether you're building, renovating. Oh, one thing I do want to tell you is we're posting a lot of information on our website at housemartstv.com. Also, you can follow us on social at housemarts, our Instagram page, where we post a lot of really good videos and how-to stuff. We're doing fix-it in 15-minute projects and things that you can do around the house, whether it's painting. Really, quite frankly, we're not supposed to be moving around a lot. You could go outside if you can get to the store and maybe do some raking outside as it's starting to warm up a little bit. It's not a bad idea to do a little raking and then treat the soil with a soil amender. Scotts has a product called Foundation that came out last year. Not a lot of people heard about it, but it changes the pH of the soil. There's another company, a Jersey-based company called Jonathan Green. They make two products. One's called Magical, and the other one is called Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soul. Love Your Lawn, Love Your Soil, and you can use that to change the makeup of the soil. 877-213-4568 is our phone number. This is Dave, who's calling in from West Palm Beach. Hey, Dave, you're on House Smarts Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing, Lou?
I'm good. What's going on?
I'm listening to your show, and I heard you talking about the woodpecker. The woodpecker that you're talking about is about a 15-inch tall pileated woodpecker.
How do you know that?
And they look exact. Well, I'm an avid bow hunter, and I've seen them for about 50 years. They like the deep woods, but you will see them once in a while on a golf course, but they're about as big as a red-tail hawk, and they look kind of like Woody Woodpecker. They got that big, huge red head.
100%. 100%.
You can hear them pounding a mile away. That's how far you can hear them pounding.
Wow.
It's an absolute beautiful bird. You will see them at bird feeders behind houses by woods.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. It was sitting there on a stump, and then all of a sudden, I hear it, and I walked up to it, and it was a big bird, and it was not intimidated by me whatsoever. And I was probably a good 20 feet from it, you know, but I thought that was pretty close. And the thing turned and looked at me, and it didn't. It didn't even care. It just turned right around and started munching on
its... Well, that's unusual, Lou, because they are a very skittish bird, and you normally see them in the deep, deep woods, like forest, places like that. But I have seen them on bird feeders before, but they are a huge bird. And if they get to a tree that's kind of rotted, they will rip it apart like if you were hitting it with a hammer. That's how much damage they'll do.
Yeah, really cool.
And they are absolutely...
Oh, I'm sorry, I lost you right there. We're having some technical difficulties. Lindsay, you're swinging your arms like crazy. I have no idea what you're talking about. So I appreciate you all listening. And I think that what she wants to tell me is that, We are, thank you so much for listening. You can send us an email if you want to housemartstv.com. Be safe, stay home, and stay safe. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week with more House Smarts Radio.